Ballman, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. July 29, 1902. Elder Ballman. Dear brother, I know that the work in Nashville should advance and that it needs the support of every mind and heart and voice that can contribute to its advancement. I know that the Lord is trying to set things in order. I hope and pray that you will stand in your appointed lot and place, and that at this time, while changes are being made, you will realize that it is your duty to take your position firmly on the side of Christ. Angels of God are working in the Nashville Publishing House. Every laborer connected with this office should cooperate with them. It means much to have a revival of the Spirit of God, and I am assured that a revival will come in Nashville. It means much to the cause now to hold the fort there. This fort must be constantly guarded. If you will let God be the manager, this work that now appears so difficult to understand will adjust itself. The Lord is waiting to take your hand to lead you and to lead all others placed in trying positions who are willing to be led. As one to whom the Lord has revealed many things, I charge you positively, my brother, not to think that you can connect Elder Stone with the publishing work in Nashville. If he were given a place of responsibility in the office, his spirit and his manner of working, both within and without the institution, would create disaffection. In some places where he could not have absolute control, he would work in a safer way. But those who are connected with this publishing plant should be men who in all their dealing are wise as serpents and harmless as doves. No sharp advantage is to be taken of outsiders. Please mark what I say. There are now connected with the office men who, if placed under managers wise and discreet in word and deed, and Christ-like in temper, would become inspired with a desire to grow in usefulness. If those in positions of responsibility reveal the love of Christ in word and act, they will have no great difficulty in holding the confidence of their fellow workers. Everyone who is connected with any line of the Lord's work will have temptations. Satan is neither dead nor asleep. If he can, he will counterwork the work of God by bringing into connection with God's laborers those who are fractious in spirit and trying in manner. Brother Ballman, the Lord has given you talents which, sanctified by His Holy Spirit, will place you on vantage ground. Do not at any time yield to the temptation to draw about you a cloak of self-righteousness, so that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit of God, shall not be able, through the grace of Christ Jesus, to enter your heart, softening it and making you tender and compassionate and loving in disposition. Let your heart be humble and contrite. Thus, through an abiding Christ, you will become Christ-like in character. The Lord desires you to stand by His side as a kind, patient, humble Son of God. The Lord designs that the laborers in His service shall represent His love. Sharp dispositions, revealed by sharp words, will bring about a state of things that the heart is distressed to see. Well, you may say, I know this, but what can I do? If you hear unkind or distrustful words, go to the one who spoke them and say, My brother, did the Holy Spirit inspire you to utter these words? Do you not know that good angels and evil angels are here? With which party do you wish to identify yourself? Brother Ballman, in the Lord's work, you are constantly in a school where you may learn lessons of self-control, of sanctified dignity, of gentlemanly manners and behavior. Then, Satan cannot gain a foothold, and Jesus will be your helper. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. Matthew 18, verse 16. As workers together with God, we should be on guard not to grieve His Holy Spirit by careless, harsh, disrespectful words or by indiscreet actions. Our relations with one another should be pleasant. When we do right, the testimony of our own spirit and the testimony of the Spirit of God bear witness that the human mind is under the control of the divine mind. Hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before Him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. 1 John 3, verse 19 to 21. His word furnishes evidence from which we may draw the conclusion that we are indeed His sons and daughters. We are always to be learners. The Lord will surely help every soul in need of help. Our whole dependence must be upon the One mighty to save, because He understands our position and will help us in every emergency. I have words from the Lord for you. Do not suppose that you can carry the work alone. You cannot. And you must not think that you can be supreme authority. Counsel and pray with your brethren. There is work of different kinds to be done, and you are to stand by the ones who carried the work forward before you united with it. The different workers are to supply one another's deficiencies. The Lord desires you to link up with your fellow workers. You are not to shut yourself up to yourself. Every day you are to gain a stronger confidence that you are God's appointed agent, not to labor alone, but in union with those who have borne responsibilities. Let all the workers unite in counsel. You are to have no secret chamber, closed to some who have just as intense an interest in the work as you have. In the past, you have closed the door to these and opened it to some to whom you should have kept silent. The Lord would have you cultivate the spirit of companionship. If you wrap yourself about with garments of self-sufficiency, refusing to admit others into brotherly relationship, you will fail of gaining the experience that you need, and others also will be losers. Let your fellow workers see that you regard them as of value. You are in danger of giving way to envy, lest another shall have the supremacy. You are to recognize the gifts of your fellow workers as being as necessary to the success of the work as your gift. Think no evil of the men whom the Lord has led out to do His work in the southern field. You are to blend with them, and they with you. True love for God carries with it true, reverential trust. And he who loves God will love his brother also. There is to be no ordering, no domineering, no masterly authority. The love of God, in a healing, life-giving current, is to flow through your life. Your spirit and words and deeds are to show that you realize that you are acting in Christ's place. The power you are to receive from the great teacher is the power to educate others, not the power to order or dictate. Come to Christ as one who desires to know how to teach and help others. God will test and try you. When you have the love of Christ in your heart, when His mind is your mind, you will be willing to counsel with those who have had an experience in the work. You will look upon others as being as capable of helping you as you are of helping them. Patient, cheerful contentment is one of the best gifts. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 31. So also is courage to follow in the path of duty, even when this path separates us from friends. You have much of this courage, and you have also a degree of stubbornness, which leads you to adhere to your own ideas. Watch unto prayer. The talent of speech is a wonderful gift, a gift that can be a great power for good or for evil. Intellectual ability, good taste, skill, refinement, true elevation, these God uses in His work, but they must first be placed under His jurisdiction. The Lord's presence is to be a controlling power. He whose heart blends with the heart of Christ is, in desires and practices, conformed to the will of Christ. We are to covet earnestly the best gifts, but this does not mean that we are to seek to be first. We are to strive earnestly for power to follow Christ's example, that we may be heralds of His gospel. This is true religion. Temptations come. Suspicion and evil surmising make it hard for us to preserve the spirit of the higher life. Nevertheless, the Lord desires us to walk straight forward in His blessed, holy light. The workers in Nashville are to set an example of unity. There is to be no lording it over those who are doing God's service. The Lord desires His workers to be linked together, heart to heart, and mind to mind. After the Holy Spirit fell on the disciples, they were of one mind and one heart. We read, "And they," continuing, Acts 2, verse 46. November 16, 1902. Dear Brother Bowman, the foregoing was written in my diary some time ago. I became ill soon after it was written, and when I recovered, I looked for it, but could not find it. I found it last week, while searching for some other matters. In what I found, there is much relating to the southern work, and this I shall have copied as soon as possible.